Meseches Nida, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Uvama Amru Daya Shaita. So this Mishnah is continuing the discussion of the four women who are not Tameos retroactively, but rather just anything that they touch from the time that they become Tameos, from the time that they see blood and forward, is rendered Tameh. So Uvama Amru Daya Shaita, for which circumstances do we consider it acceptable for these women to just be Tameos from that point forward and not retroactively? Bere'iyah Rishona. It's the first time that each of these four women see blood. Aval Beshnia. But from the second instance and onward, Metama Me'is Le'is, then they do become Tameos retroactively for 24 hours previous. And any Taharos that they touched in those 24 hours become Tameos as well. The Imrasa Harishona Meonis, but if the first time that they saw, again, we're talking about these four women who are a young girl before she menstruates for the first time, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, and a postmenopausal woman. If the first time that they see blood is Meonis from a circumstance beyond beyond the physical, but it was caused by some external circumstance, afashnia dayashaita, then even the second time that they see blood is considered dayashaita. They are only Tameos from that point forward and not retroactively. Mishnah Zion, afal pisha amru dayashaita, even though for these four women, they are only Tameos for that time and onwards, dayashaita, tzricha lios bodekes, they need to make internal examinations, bedikos, if they are going to be dealing with taharos, if they're going to be touching things that need to remain tahor, then they need to be making internal examinations. Chutz min ha'nida v'hayosheves al dam tohar, except for a woman who's already a nida, who doesn't need to, therefore, because she's already tameya, doesn't need to make internal bedikos. V'hayosheves al dam tohar, and a woman after she gives birth to a child, where the halacha is for 7 days after giving birth to a male child, and for 14 days after giving birth to a female child, a woman is Tameya. And then subsequently, there's something called Dam Tohar, a period which is for 33 days for a male child, for 66 days for a female child, where any blood she sees is considered Tahor. So therefore, a Bedika would not be necessary for either of these women. Furthermore, the Mishnah continues, Umishameshes Be'idim, that a woman who is going to be dealing with Taharos also needs to make sure that before she cohabits with her husband, then she needs to make an internal exam as well. Mishameshes Be'idim, that those are two internal exams, one at the beginning and one at the end. Chutz mi yosheves al dam tohar, except for a woman who is in the middle of her days of pure blood after childbirth, uvsula shedamea tehorim, and a young girl before she menstruates for the first time, that her blood is considered tahor, because it's considered not to be coming from the uterus. Upa'amayim tzricha lios bodekes, and a woman needs to check twice. These women need to make two daily bedikos, b'shacharis uvein hashmashos, one in the morning and one in the evening, right after sunset. U'b'shah she'overes l'shamesh es beisan, and as well, she needs to make a bedika, an internal exam, before she cohabits with her husband. Yeseros aleihem, in addition to those women who need to make those bedikos, there's another woman who needs to make a bedika, which is kohanos, which are women who are married to kohanim who are going to be eating truma, bishaha shehen ochlos betruma. At the time that they're going to eat truma, they need to make a bedika to ensure that they are tahoros before they eat the truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af bishah savarasan milecho betruma. Rabbi Yehuda says, also when they finish eating truma, where there are leftovers there, that another kohen might eat, she needs to make an internal exam at the end of eating truma to ensure that the truma that she has left behind is still considered, has a status of being tahor. that the leftovers are tahor leftovers. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Tanakama, who says that a kohenes only requires a bedika before she eats truma and not afterwards.